Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We have a very special guest with us today, and his name is Max Mirho. Did I say your last name right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. That's great, man. I want to first start, you know, with saying, Max, thank you for, you know, taking time to be on the podcast today. And Max is, he has a really cool LinkedIn series, and I want to highlight it a little bit, and it's called Entrepreneur. And I got to check that out because you just let me know about it. It sounds awesome. And he's also a student in resident at Illuminate Ventures. So he brings a really unique perspective on entrepreneurship and young entrepreneurship. So I'm super excited to delve into that and learn a little bit more from you about it. But Max, why don't you start with, you know, introducing who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Yeah, totally. So Max Mirho, you got my last name right. The two things that I do, like you said, I do LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. As a content creator, I try really hard. I have a series called Entrepreneur. And basically the idea of the series started out as trying to illustrate how simple it is or how simple it can be to kind of run with an idea. Because, you know, when you're kind of with your friends, you're all kind of screwing around with like a business idea or like, oh, like what if this could be a startup? Or like, oh, this could change the world kind of stuff. And like having an idea is the first part, absolutely. And nobody really takes steps like beyond that, or you feel like you could make an impact and nobody really takes steps beyond that. And the idea of the series was, I'm going to take all these little ideas that people have or that I have, and I'm going to film myself giving them a shot. Film myself trying them and just like, what are the first steps to actually getting traction to something like that?
Yeah.
Because in the process of getting traction, you learn a ton.
Yeah.
About like whether it's possible, if it like has value, or if you would even enjoy to do it. So that was the idea initially. Lately, because I've been working on a couple of big things, and that was it wasn't allowing me to focus on some of my bigger projects outside of school. So I've transferred it a little bit more to a vlog-ish series to kind of like illustrate the larger projects that I'm working on instead of smaller projects. But within that operation, within some of the stuff that I'm building, and I'll talk about that later, there's a ton of little things that I have to learn constantly. And so I'm trying to illustrate all of that. So the LinkedIn series is one. And then, like you said, Illuminate Ventures, student in residence, while I'm at Carnegie Mellon University, I'm a senior there. For the past year and a half, I've been working just trying to get them Illuminate Ventures some basic deal flow and helping them look at startups in the Pittsburgh ecosystem. And so, it's been really fun so far. And I guess, why am I a social impactor? I would say, I think through the LinkedIn series, I've been able to help a couple of people, more than a couple of people, kind of figure out their ideas. People contacted me and they're like, okay, I have a business idea. Where do I start? I'm like, okay, well, if it's in this sector, here's where you start. This is B2B. So you would go and start talking to these businesses. Or if this is B2C, you would go and start talking to these specific customers. Here's the questions you want to ask. I've been able to help people get started. I've motivated people to start posting their own videos or to run with a business idea. And I think that's been really, really rewarding so far. And I'm hoping to try to expand that to some degree to help more people.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like you're involved with a lot, honestly. And it sounds like you have a unique perspective with youth entrepreneurship too. And I love that you're doing student residence. I think that's a great way to get involved in, you know, the venture capitalism or anything that you do with small-time angel investing too. It's a beautiful way to get involved with it. So thank you for the introduction, and let's jump into the first question then. And it's really about you, and it's, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
I think, so first, like, I'll start by, like, defining, I guess, my community. I feel like that would be Pittsburgh as a whole. And I think it started out as Carnegie Mellon, my university. But lately, I've tried really hard to be active in the whole Pittsburgh ecosystem. And so what I do, my main project outside of those two little things is to help the community. It's a group called Moss Generation, and it's kind of a funny name. but it's basically a event group for entrepreneurs in the ecosystem locally, just for Pittsburgh. And the reason that we started that, like there's plenty of those things. There's plenty of co-working spaces that host events. There's plenty of networking events. But me and my co-founder, Andy, he started it and then brought me on. We were both really frustrated with how like just attendance focused a lot of these networking events were, and just how like you end up seeing the same people, and it's great. They're a great bunch of people, but you're not reaching the broader ecosystem. So how do you get in touch with those people? How do you make those like impactful connections, especially if you yourself are an entrepreneur trying really hard?
Yeah.
And so we made an exclusive entrepreneurs only event group. We currently have 135 founders and early employees from the local ecosystem. We've got a lot of traction with it. And all it is every month we get a sponsor to host an event with us for drinks, for food. We have fun. We just get together, and it's really been awesome because as a result of it being exclusive, as a result of keeping the value of the networking high, we're able to get a lot of people in town that like CEOs of local startups or people that are normally too busy at accelerators, because there is real value to it now. And so that's definitely been like the most impactful thing that I've done for my community. And it's really, really exciting because I've only really gotten underway with that in the past year-ish, because Andy brought me on. And I've just, it's given me the opportunity to meet so many amazing people. We're trying to expand the group beyond what it is right now, but it's still very grassroots, still very small. So, but yeah, bringing people together, I guess, in a simple, like, short answer, is what I'm really trying to do with Pittsburgh, because it's really fragmented right now.
Yeah. I liked what you said about creating real value, real high value with networking, right? Yeah. There are lots of events that happen, lots of local meetings between entrepreneurs, but very little times is it very high value. I love the movement of LinkedIn Local. I find that creates a lot of high value because you have these specific people. But yeah, I really love that, man. I do. So I'd love to get your perspective then, because you're working as a student in residence at a venture. I would love to get your perspective on business. And this question is, do you believe social impact as an idea is an important part of business? And if so, why?
Yeah. So in the past, like 5 years ago, probably I think people wouldn't have answered that, like wouldn't have said yes. I think people would have said no. Just because business was very focused, it's still very focused on, it's profit driven, it's revenue driven, because you have investors, you have people that aren't looking at the details of what you're doing. They're looking at, okay, like, are you improving? Is your business growing? Like, how many new customers do you have? Things like that. And that's not the investor's fault. That's just how the world works. Like, that's money flowing. And so as a result of being revenue driven, a lot of social impact stuff gets left out. However, in recent, like in the past 5 years or so, there has been a really, really awesome movement. I think LinkedIn has been a big part of it, towards like honesty and towards genuineness, in a business. And yes, you can treat it like a lot of businesses treat it as like, oh, we need this because it helps drive like growth or whatever it is. Like it's another metric, but a lot of businesses are treating it as like, we're humans too. Like we're people too. Our customers are people. And if we can show that and we can showcase that to our customers, then suddenly like it helps us with our branding. Yes, it'll end up driving up revenue, but that's just because people care about us more. Like we're doing good things.
Yeah.
And so we, as a result of helping people, the success in business kind of flows along with that. It's a much more holistic view. And that's been awesome. And I see a lot of that on LinkedIn. I see a lot of that on Instagram. It's very much a recent movement, though, and that's frustrating. So yeah, social impact, like in terms of growth, in terms of like just helping the world, has only really recently become an accepted thing. But it has to, like, it's the only way you're going to succeed as a business now. And that's I'm really glad that that's the case. So.
Yeah. I agree that it's a new movement. I'd say that it's been happening for a long time. It's now just more widely used.
I agree with that.
I know I can't speak from the state's perspective, but within Canada, it's a very, very large movement. It's not, I wouldn't say it's grassroots at all anymore. It is, I don't know if you heard of Benefit Corporation or B Corp.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's the Canadian equivalent, I think, and Canada's really owning in on this of a social enterprise. They're trying to finally define it and have a statement for what it means to be a social enterprise, and Benefit Corp is that, and it's becoming huge here. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it really is growing, and I agree with you that when you're a benefit corp or when you're a social enterprise, it's the business of the future, because you not only have a benefit to a social cause or a benefit to a social line, you also create more profit. And again, I don't have the statistics on me, so this is going to sound like it's just off the top of my head, but they're showing now that businesses that have a triple bottom line or have a social mission embedded into their business practice or their business fundamentals, that they actually attract more investors now, and they actually attract more customers. Their retention is higher. It's a better business model.
Exactly.
So I think it's incredible, because it's a big flip on traditional business.
It is. Yeah, it's big. So like I was actually just having a conversation with somebody earlier today, because I'm trying to figure out kind of a way to start a digital marketing agency within my group, and I was getting advice, and they were talking about how, in terms of like building a personal brand and how like showcasing like what you're doing, not even necessarily having like a mission or like a direct benefit, like as opposed to like donating to a charity or donating some proceeds to a charity or something like that, having a personal brand, showcasing what you're doing, and really like explaining how you're helping like the world, just like being a person essentially as a business, like being a human being.
Always good.
Yeah, always good. Yeah. It's hard to find that, surprisingly. But now with people like building personal brands, it helps with investment, because people suddenly like care about what you're working on. And that like massively increases, like you wouldn't want to invest in somebody just because like, oh, like you're probably going to make me money. Like you want to feel like you're doing something good. It helps with employees, it helps with like hiring, it helps with employee retention, it helps with revenue, of course, like customer, like your customer base grows exponentially. Just being a good person, it's really difficult to quantify. That's the problem. That's the reason that it's so hard to like involve in business.
Yeah.
The metrics are what drive business. But if you like, if you take that step, and you take that step to like being a real human being, like in terms of partnerships, in terms of hiring, in terms of how you acquire customers and how you do your marketing, it's a massive boost to a business, because people understand that, people can see that that realness, and they respect that, and that's why they're going to want to be your customer, that's why they're going to want to be your employee. That's my take on it anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. I 100%. And you know, you have a really, again, unique business perspective, because it's a younger generation, right? It's my generation too. It's our generation. And we bring a huge lens there, which I like too. But I want to get your opinion on community. And so the last question I have for you is, what is your advice for others to begin building, let's say, a social impact or just a general impact in their communities?
Yeah, totally. So with me, the way that I'm like, the reason that I'm building my event group and the reason that I wanted to start that up, was like, I didn't start it up. It was my friend Andy. And the reason that he started it was because he was frustrated. Like he honestly had his own very personal issue with the events that were going around town. He had talked to his friends. They also, had kind of shared that kind of, that same vision that like, it's frustrating. Like we only meet the same people. We really just kind of like our own space to get together. Mm-hmm. So it starts with an issue. It always starts with a problem. And like, and that's true of all entrepreneurship. Whenever you want to build a company, whenever you want to like solve a niche, you need to find the niche first. You need to find the problem first before the product. And so if people are trying to make a social impact, I wouldn't say go out trying to solve what you think the problem is. I would say go out trying to search for the problem. I would say sit down with people you know, sit down with your friends, sit down with people that have impact in your community or working on cool stuff. Ask them what their issues are, ask them what issues they have with the community, ask them how they feel like it could be better involved and how people could get together better, or how there could be better sharing of resources, like whatever it is. There's going to be a problem within your specific community. Within Pittsburgh, it just so happened that things were fragmented and things needed to be brought together. In other places, it's going to be different. Like maybe there's just a lack of resource sharing, but everybody kind of knows each other. So go out searching for the problem, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to people that are important in the ecosystem, and ask what their issues are, and ask as many people as you can until there's a recurring theme and you hear 10, 20, 30 people like kind of resonate the same thing, that we all have an issue with this. And if somebody could solve this, we would love it. And then go out trying to solve that. And then by asking all those people, you're already going to have 30 supporters or so lined up, ready to help you, because they all have the same issue. They all want to kind of solve the same thing. That's my idea on it. But yeah.
I think the one element you really hit on, and a couple people, you know, during the Social Impactors have said it too, it's a flip on what people really think, because you have to go into business, or you have to go into starting a startup being quite selfish, right? A lot of the times it's a selfish cause, right? Your friend Andy, he was irritated that there wasn't good events, right? So what did he do? Well, he was a catalyst for that change. He became the person who wanted to find something, and it didn't come from, you know, my friend Joe wants this. It was, you know, I'm Andy, I'm pissed off, I want to change this. You have to start it from a selfish reason, but that selfish reason brings opportunity for other people. I'm probably 4 years into my, you know, entrepreneurial journey. I work at Adventure right now, and we're building Steam, but it started off from a selfish cause again, right? A selfish cause of there's not enough civic engagement that we can capture, and how do we capture that? Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, this is a thing we care about. It was, I'm pissed off, right? We're not tracking this right. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, you hit on a unique perspective there again.
Yeah, I think, I will disagree with you actually for a little bit, because like most of the time, and I think the best kind of ventures, social ventures, whatever it is, are built out of a selfish reason, because you're solving your own problem and you already have industry experience with that problem. You know exactly what needs to be solved. And then you can start to resonate with other people that have that same issue. And that's a great way to do things. Like it is selfish, but you end up helping people like in the end. Like if you solve the problem, everybody else has the problem, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
The way that I kind of go about things with the group that I'm building right now with Moss Generation, yes, that was a selfish problem. I also hated everything, and that's why I wanted to join Andy. But it doesn't always have to be like that. If you're just out looking to try to make an impact, through interviews, through talking to people, you'll find an issue. And if you become passionate about that issue, like you're not going to be as passionate about it as if it was your own issue. But if you can find somebody else's issue and you can really nail that down, the best way to do that is through talking to people, having conversations, like conversing like this, because then you really start to get to the heart of things. And it doesn't always have to be a selfish thing. But yeah, it should be. It should be a selfish thing. Like you should band together with other people that have the same problem as you, are just as frustrated, so you can all fix it together. And that's what makes something awesome happen. So I agree.
I like that. It's awesome, man. Yeah. So that's all the questions I have. So I just want to end with, you know, saying, Max, thank you for taking time to be on the podcast. Again, I know it's only, you know, a short time, but love the perspective you bring. Love what you're doing. Keep it up. Keep building Pittsburgh, and hope that we stay in connection.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if I can do anything for, like, this is awesome. If I can do anything kind of in return, just let me know anytime.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome.